Alright, let's do it. I got a few things to do today. First, we gotta get some vibes going. A couple of vibes to go with the bubbly. You know? We number three, how does it feel?
Yes, we are still talking about it.
Yeah, we are.
Fucking it. Now.
You already know. Bow. Man, to miss number three. It's not even a podcast. Just a real conversation with real people, man.
Ain't got no place to rest your head.
Big shout out to all the new listeners. Shout out Cleveland Scene. Shout out the city. Shout out wherever you at. It's the boy J Oates. I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef.
Yo.
I got Millie with me. We still number three. Chance who?
Still.
Let's go.
We still vibing. We still talking. Want to give a big shout out to everybody. Wherever you at. But I also, listen, man, I'm making a disclaimer right now. Like, early in this, I gotta do it. Corny shit is corny shit, man. Stop telling people when you motherfuckers see motherfuckers outside. People went outside to see them, like, nigga, don't be a lame bitch or a lackey.
Not right now.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like,
wow,
don't do that. That's
yo,
wild.
That escalated don't so put, quickly, and I had no idea.
Don't put tabs. Listen, you know it's me. Your situations will arise. DJ came to bring the vibes, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I gotta do. Hey. I'm gonna get straight to some topics. I got some topics for y'all. How y'all feeling?
I'm Gucci.
Yeah?
Had me a drink or two before I came out.
That's fair.
And now we here with the Belletti.
That's fair.
Had me some whiskey.
Not whiskey.
Never had this.
So grown up.
Nah, man, this is the same shit.
That shit tastes like bubblegum.
Same shit we did last time for the.
Is it tasty?
Anyway. Listen. Y'all not hip to the Taylor Swift and the Kelce shit?
Kelce who?
Travis Kelce, man.
Who is Travis
Kelce? Heist legend.
Who? What
oh
Heist?
Oh my god.
Garfield Heights?
Millie.
Who?
Cleveland fucking Heights.
A legend at what though? Like I don't understand. like
Travis Kelce.
Is this a girl? I'm assuming this is a girl. I don't know who this person
Travis
is.
Travis Kelce is the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, it's the boy. Sorry.
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
I'm sure you're absolutely amazing at what you do. I just don't know you at all. Like, I think that is a legend. I'm not from Cleveland Heights, nor do I be out there with them people, though. Why would I know that?
Definitely
he be in commercials. Like, he
I TV? Don't watch TV.
You stream everything. Commercials. Like,
Travis Kelce.
I get mad with Netflix.
Like, why
YouTube
would I
got commercials.
He had a whole show on entertainment, like TV. Like, he was at a whole dating show. Like, he's a fucking legend.
What was the show called?
Catching Kelce.
Never heard of it.
Oh my god. Yo, listen.
That sounds like a Predator show.
That's wild. I don't know.
Catching Kelce. He's been on the run for 4 months now. He's touched three boys.
What you're not going to do is talk shit about Travis Kelce on this motherfucking podcast.
Now, wait a minute.
Yo,
hey. This is wild.
Y'all have got to chill not out, yet. Man. I brought him up because, like, listen, like, his
I'm
mom.
Just being honest.
He had his, man, he be putting Mama Kelce. Shout out Kelsey, man. Shout out to Kelsey.
For you from Ohio,
doing your motherfucking thing.
Show. Kelsey. I just think it's fucking hilarious.
I know you not, bro. It's...
His jersey sales went up 400% since he's been fucking with Taylor Swift. That was the.
Also, he's fucking with Taylor Swift.
Oh, the white boy. He a white boy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I saw what he looked like then and what he looked like now, who his old girlfriend is, then now that he with Taylor Swift. Yeah, I seen that. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it was the first time I ever seen that white boy, though, right?
Okay, thank you. Because I wasn't going to bring up the girly gossip topic, but how you feel about that part?
That what, he changed his look per the person that he was dating?
He didn't change his look per the person he was dating. Travis, he does that sometimes. Like, he just does shit. He's done it before. It's not the first time he's ever shaved off his beard.
I mean, I don't think nothing is wrong with it. That would be nothing different than... The clothes choice that a different, like, yeah, I didn't have an opinion on that.
It's so crazy how people
dress. I was like, oh, like, this is shit. I don't know. I don't even remember what my first thought was. I scrolled. I didn't even read the shit. I just noticed it was difference in the people.
to the two different people that it is. It's the beautiful black girl. Taylor Swift, you know who Taylor Swift is. Taylor Swift cute to me.
Yeah, yeah. Taylor Swift is very attractive.
I fuck with T-Swizzle. Mm-hmm.
Said the black girl, though. Who?
His ex-girlfriend.
Are you talking about the Travis Kelly guy?
Hey, we still talking about that.
You said that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, man.
What black girl did he date?
I can't think of her name right now.
Because you said beautiful black girl. It was like 20 people popping in my head.
She was a pretty black girl. That's all I know. I don't know her. I don't know what the conversation was about. He changed himself or something. What the fuck? Who cares? Like,
no.
He was with a black girl, so it looked right.
It looked right.
What's wrong about this? I don't wonder what they saying. Like,
no, I wouldn't be talking about this. No, niggas was just. Talking about the switch up of girls.
The different type of... Okay.
Meaning his attire change.
I haven't necessarily ever changed my attire per who I date, but I have...
No, not the... I don't care about how he dressed. Like,
okay, so what you saying?
Never
mind. I thought that's what you said, Judge. It's attire.
No. She kept talking about that. No. It was about the chicks. Like,
so the switch up of chicks was a big switch turnaround.
Yeah.
You never did that before? You never been dating one chick and then in that and then the date the complete opposite? You date a chick that'd be ready to leave a fight compared to a chick that's ready to fight when you out and about?
Those aren't the two necessarily opposites that I go to first, but I have had some different interests in my life. I've probably had similar. I've had similar ones too. I don't necessarily know if I've always went back and forth from like opposite to opposite.
I think at one point in time I had like a. Love my project women, you know. But at one point in time, I only dated like white and foreign women. But I love my project women. Shout out to 50/50.
I don't even know what to say to that. Sometimes I don't.
I'm happy for the variety you have in your life.
Yeah, I don't even know how to segue into other things right now. I got some serious topics today. I felt like I do. I got some other. Oh, you know what? Where's the best place to plan an adult party in Cleveland?
Plan an adult party? Probably some place you can probably like specifically rent out the venue and have your own security.
Okay, well, what place would that be?
So,
what you think?
I don't know. I was gonna say when you find out, tell me.
Had an adult party. You just had yours. What was the name of that bowling alley?
That was Euphoria.
Did you have your birthday at
Pinecrest? That place in Pinecrest?
Yeah.
Okay. You can rent theaters out of Pinecrest.
Whatever it was.
But
Masonic Temple. It was a sex party at Masonic. It wasn't a sex party. The Misfits Ball was at the Masonic Temple. Shout out to Candy B Parties. Yeah, she does cosplay. She's an awesome individual. She definitely gets me, hooks me up with the parties she do, and I vend that. You know, sell food a lot of her events since I've met her. First event I did with her was R&B night at the B-side.
Okay.
But yeah, so we did the Misfits Ball up on at the Masonic Temple downtown on 36. And that was a party
celebration. You know where Chase graduated?
Graduated from...
No, was it the Masonic Temple? What was it? No, was it?
High school? Middle school? Kindergarten?
High school. The one we had to go downtown? Or damn near downtown?
Not Cleveland State. I mean, not the theater.
What's that called?
Right where the big chandelier is at?
No, it was off of, just off of Euclid. And like...
Masonic Temple is it's very well known. But yeah, I did an event there and it was...
I think that's what
it is. Definitely like a sex party. Like, they had a sex swing in the middle of the room. They was doing tattoo piercings, body paint. I was cooking. They was doing a concert. There was cross-dressers, transgenders. There were... And it's just like, and you know, being a traveling chef, it's crazy the shit I see. Because then the very next day, I did the So Brown, So Beautiful event. I went from doing a sex party. It wasn't a sex party. It was a party celebrating sex. And then the very next day, I'm at this event where it's like...
A party celebrating sex.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Listen, and they say I'm a wordsmith. Listen.
That's awesome.
DJ came to fire today. You know, my nigga came to party today.
And then Saturday was the So Brown, So Beautiful, and that boy went ape shit and bananas.
Cooked there too?
That shit was on point. That was the weekend my father passed, rest in peace, Pops. But which was crazy, I only bought a case of everything. If I'd have bought like 3 cases, I'd have been... I was stupid, but I made stupid. I was so lit that night because remember when I was drinking? Because you know it's easy to drink your vendor. They don't check it. They just help. Some people help you out. Bring a whole bottle coolers, 12 pack, everything. I get so lit. My girl show up 2 hours late. I paid her for a full night. She tell me 3 days later, you know you paid me like I worked. I said, damn, you ain't do shit. Paid her for a whole night. And paid my nigga that actually worked and was there on time.
Listen, the fact that you said paid my girl is wild.
Man, bruh.
Can I tell you? Like, you're not going home to pay for shit in the household, but whatever.
Hey, but I'm saying when I pay her, I don't tell. When I pay her or give her money, you don't have to spend it on me. You don't got to spend it on the kids. Use it on yourself. And I tell her that each and every time.
That's kind of dope.
I tell her each and every time. I've been doing this shit for so long. And what am I giving you money for to be like, hey, go do this and do this and do this. I've been doing it. If I give you some fucking money, go get your nails done and go do something for yourself. I'd be like, what the fuck?
You got to make her do that.
Yeah, I did. A dead ass. Well, I told her, like, you should have went and got your... last week. Oh, we going out. My nails ain't even done. You told me to get my nails done. You gave me that money too. Yeah, the fuck I did. So this is the last conversation we're gonna have about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told you to go get your money, your nails when I gave you that money.
That's fair. That's fair.
Bills paid, kids taken care of, cash happy. Here you go. Go do some security shit. Get some cash. Here you go. What'd you give me this for? I don't need it. Gas, cars got gas. I don't got weed. I don't got to do shit. I don't pay for drinks at the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I just carrying this cash for? She didn't got to go to the gas station. I make sure all her car is full. She ain't got to go to the gas station unless she in the car with me.
That's fair.
So, like, that was her fault. My nails ain't done. You know how good it look when you grab a guy ass and your nails is done? Like, I guess that's what women think about. On top of everything they ever have.
Absolutely.
We have a woman right here. Women, yeah, you know women think about the grippers.
That's why that's I be, that's why them, I tell right? the grippers.
Yes.
The grippers.
That's why I tell the grippers. Yeah. When we on our way to the club last week for my cousin's birthday party. And my cousin, girl, do nails. I'm like, ask her if she got some nails downstairs. You can slap her real quick.
Not slap them on.
But her cousin.
I don't feel like you're supposed to say that.
I mean, pop them on, slap them on, pop them off.
Hey, you should be. All right. That's fair. That's fair. I mean.
Everybody get paid when they work. Especially when it's an event like that.
Hey, man. Have y'all ever lied about your body count?
Lied about your body count? What, for it to be higher or lower?
Man, what?
Lied about my body count? I'm better off telling you. You don't want to know that.
You so wait, you know your body count?
I stopped at a certain number.
Me too, man. I'm the niggas.
I ain't gonna lie. I stopped at a... It got to the point that sometimes...
Do you know what number you stopped at?
No.
Me neither.
Do you know what sometimes I would start over at the beginning of the year?
All right, not that's some sometimes. Shit.
When I was in a master...
I'm not asking like, you to tell me, but do you Jeffrey remember Dahmer the number that you stopped counting at?
What? That shit is not important to me or to nobody else. No, I'm the dating. Like, that shit
is
like.
Hey, listen.
It's you so many other things we could be fucking talking about, bread. Like, I don't know.
I just had this conversation the other night. I don't know why I need to know this.
Listen, if listen. I don't know and you don't know, like.
Listen. What am I doing here?
Exactly.
We're lost if we're here. We shouldn't be here.
It's why are we here? It's called
retreat. Nah, yeah, my body count was lost in my sophomore year in college.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Whoa, that one was like...
My sophomore year in college was...
That might have been the last year in school that I counted, and I do know what you're talking about like counting like a certain time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, I counted the time frame.
Wait, what was the question again about body counts?
Have you ever lied about your body count?
Okay.
And neither of y'all answered me straight. So
I didn't know what you were talking about, up or down, like...
But yeah,
lied about it being not too many.
So that's a yes. Like, did you lie
about
it?
Nah, I don't lie. Like,
I've never lied about my body count.
I can count on one hand how many times somebody has asked me that. Like,
I don't think I've ever lied on my body count.
And I don't lie. Like,
because I don't give you an accurate number to begin with. So me telling you I don't fucking know is me off rip being honest.
I feel like if I throw a number out, then that would be a lie. Like,
there you go. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying that y'all...
Sophomore in high school, I can give you a solid number.
It could have been if y'all remember. I've never lied about my body count. I've always told my exact body count, I feel like, when I knew it.
When I knew it.
Right, so right now, if you say you don't know, that's the honest answer, right?
Well, no. Yeah, I'm not asking you about your body count.
Me either. Like, but I'm saying, like, if somebody was asking you right now, you would say you don't know, and that would be the truth, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, I'm over certain numbers, but, like, I'm under a certain other ones. Like, so I don't
know. None of that is relevant. Like, I don't know if it's the truth. Same for me. Yeah. Never lied.
I'm sitting here trying to think. I don't think I've been asked that many times, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened before for me, at least.
I don't think I've been asked what my body count was.
It's happened before. It's
definitely not normal. Like, it doesn't happen.
It's before. Not a... It's... it right.
That's a little weird.
It's one of them. All right, listen. I got more questions, y'all. Do we believe in the theory, if you love them, let them go? And if they come back, they're yours.
Love you see how I said it? They come back, you can strangle them.
I don't think you can you say that either.
You didn't get them either. The first time. No, I don't know about that. I mean, it's possible. I mean, everybody I've let go, they've just been gone in the wind.
What does that mean? If you love them, let them go, and if they come back, they're yours.
Because, okay, so I can speak on that.
To half it in?
I can,
it's my turn.
I can speak on that. I can say if... you love a person and the relationship isn't going as you think it should be going, or nobody's happy, or y'all clashing or butting heads, and y'all, you know you love this person, and at this point in time, it's not working, y'all should separate before you end up hating each other. Mm-hmm. You know? Okay. So,
and I'd rather... meet back up later on in life and it works.
After you... Exactly.
Do I think that's possible? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. All right. I don't know.
You don't think it happens?
That it could work?
I mean, he didn't have a time. I don't know. Life ain't nothing forever, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't have a time, so like, they could.
If they want to, yeah. I have had like someone, you know, everybody done backslid before. So I done backslid multiple times.
I'm gonna spin the block her. Sorry. I said it all out, I meant to say it in my head.
She said spin the blocker. I never shit. Oh, that's great.
You know that's the name of the episode.
I should have thought about that, but I ain't never.
Spin the Blocker is definitely the name of the episode.
I'm sorry, man. She just killed it with that. Oh, man. Hell yeah.
Sorry. Listen, guys. I got more time. But yes, I'm switching speeds. I'm a segue, but like we got news.
New Domino's rewards. You earn free Domino's after every two orders.
Uh-oh. We got news to break.
Shit, we got commercials in this bitch. Hell yeah.
No, the fuck we don't. And no commercials in this bitch. Not at this point, but if you wanted to add, it could be right there. The number of missing children in Ohio is up to 1,072.
And I bet you, if you went to those kids and you checked on which kids was in CPS custody, you'd be very surprised at how high the number is.
That was in CPS custody. Well, okay, the headline said that, and the article alluded to the fact that they feel like it's gang, could be gang related or sex trafficking.
That's unfortunate as fuck though, like.
It is not sweet.
So, like...
And, like, Ohio is, like, Lucas County was, like, you know what I'm saying, known to be, like, we learned this up in school, like, Lucas County was known to be a working city, or, like, a working area, just because it's, like, close to so many of the borders. Like, Ohio, like, borders so much shit, like, getting girl, like, and just people, and, like, to be, if I'm, we being honest and having a real talk, it's definitely real shit to take place in the state of Ohio, so, like, I don't know. I was talking to work today with one of the older dudes and shit. And we was just talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, walking to the store on the way home from school and what stores we would walk to. And I can't even envision my kid, like,
now
walking home, like, you know what I'm saying, from school. That type shit. All the wild shit that's going on. Kids? Right. Like, you feel me? Like, It's it's just kind of crazy in the state right now. I feel like, I don't know, like, it, I know they're making that this, it's this one, it's an initiative to, like, try to stop, like, the Kia boys, I guess, like, is who, like, sparked it, but, where the parents is going to be fined, it's like, $250 if their kids is out past curfew.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, but it's about to get cold now. Everybody
$500. If their parents got their ass whooped like we got our ass whooped growing up, then they probably would be raising their kids better. I'm sorry. It's kids raising kids. There's no way in the fuck that your kid should be out to the point where you don't know where your kid is at.
Yeah, with the blicky?
Huh? With where your kid at? Where your kid at?
With the gun.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, where your kid at?
Yeah.
And then as soon as something happened to him, oh, he was a good boy. We here robbing and snatching women out of their cars. We never robbed, allegedly, women when we was growing up. Snatching women out the car? That's tripping.
I mean, I definitely think it was always little wild niggas, but I think the high is like at an all time.
Yeah, he did always like talk about his rules.
It's ridiculous.
It's some respectable niggas in the streets, and it's some like, niggas that's not
fucked all the way up.
It's wild.
Like, I always felt like this side of the city was like way more like on some like respectable shit.
Yeah, like you got fucked all the way up, like. That's like the type of them niggas we look for.
It's
like that's
wilder. It's like, a little different.
We used to get checked by niggas back in the day when we was doing some stupid shit. Now these older niggas don't got old, and now they scared of these youngins. They shooting. I hate when I seen them. They had a shootout on 140. Niggas shooting.
Oh,
ain't looking at nothing. You can miss everything. I can let off four of these bitches and hit everybody that you stand with.
I literally seen that once at a fucking bar over here, and I haven't been back there since.
I can let off four of these bitches and hit everybody. You're not paying any attention to what's
happening in the street like this.
I feel like that cannot be good for your shoulder. Like you backwards.
But you don't know why you're doing this. Everything that you're shooting at is kicking upwards. Because you... in the gun.
Yeah, they gonna
say I'm about to drop. Tag you. Go ahead, waste them bullets. As soon as you run dry, I'm about to drop you.
Kill all them
innocent. DJ's like an Avenger.
Not an Avenger.
That's why I stay in the house. I don't go out to certain places. Like, I invited Oates to a few places. He was like, oh, that ain't my sin. I'm like, I get you. But I'm not gonna go somewhere where I think it's gonna be some bullshit. Come out, have some drinks, chill.
Listen, I don't wanna see you turn into Batman.
But I don't. Yeah, definitely.
I think a nigga bite the curb in a heartbeat.
No, this nigga the punisher.
Yeah, I'm not playing with. No, I gotta get home. I gotta get home to my kids. For two, I'm not about to watch no fuck shit happen and pull my phone out and record it. You know what I'm saying? If I see some fuck shit happening and a nigga doing something to. That's out of line, especially to
you. Just hear the difference in what he said. He said, for one, I gotta get home to my kids. But for two, I'm not gonna let no fuck shit happen. That was the Avenger that just jumped out of there.
Let no fuck shit happen. That's weird to me. That people watch something happen and record it without calling the police or doing something. And you wildin'. Be like, I just watched a nigga the other day and they in the studio. He snatching this girl around. Nigga come from out the booth like, hey, yo, do this shit at home. Just like that. He like, hey, man, this ain't got shit to do with you. Go back in there and record. He grabs his girl and he like, bro, you think I'm playing with you? Pull out his gun, shoot that nigga in the stomach. For one, keep your hands off this chick. For two, do this shit at home, bro. We in this bitch recording. Like, those some real shit. Bitch, I'll kill you in this bitch. Like, you sound stupid. You in this bitch fighting the whole woman. In the studio.
I definitely felt them with the like the stopping the domestic violence.
That shit weird to me. Like, oh, we gonna go fight this chick.
The shooter.
As soon as this nigga step up, I'm
like, that's what got you. I was like, wait, what? Did anybody die? Like,
I thought he pulled out the gun, like, backing down or something.
No,
like,
he pulled out a gun and shot the nigga in the studio.
I heard you.
That's what happens when you deal with niggas from the hood.
Ready for that?
That's what happens when you deal with real niggas from the hood, man. Nigga be like, like, when you see a nigga laugh, like, a nigga not laughing because he
laughing at you. He laughing about his mindset.
Yeah, I mean,
he's talking to himself.
Yeah, like
you speaking about the
same thing. Like, oh, get this nigga.
Yeah, we is. We might go to jail, or we might make it all the way home. But we about to shoot this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
That is a fair assessment of the situation.
Same way. Four sisters, four daughters. Hey, listen. Hey, dad, to cut your hands off. Tell you never touch nothing again. And make sure you keep your hands to yourself.
Okay.
Listen, man, look at that. It's just weird how niggas act nowadays. Mm-hmm.
No, you're not lying. It's when niggas act that they do shit really quickly these days, and like, yeah, like I told y'all, I like to be in a city where like
the blind shooting like that is it's mind boggling to me. The blind shooting shit, it just aches and hurts my soul.
We haven't played this in a while. But we're gonna get the vibes back. Wherever you at, we fill your cup up. We got you a little spliff lighted up. You doing that coke? You know, deep snort.
Deep snort.
All of that.
Long snort, big line, Scarface shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to, like, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't do drugs either, like, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you.
Stay high off life, baby.
Yeah, that's facts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you sipping, I probably envision it's like a smoothie. Like, you should probably be sipping a smoothie right now.
Yak.
I like
some yak in my smoothie.
Well, no, they don't do drugs or nothing. So, like, if you don't do that, like, yeah, I hope that you sipping like a mango, grape, banana smoothie. Yeah, that sounds smooth to me. Usher's
doing a halftime show.
Usher's doing a halftime show.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Take that, Don.
You hilarious.
You know what? Let me see if I can call Don right now. Let me see if I can get him on the horn. I'm about to call Don. Y'all keep talking about her for real. Like, give me a second.
Yeah, you have Kiki Don. Come on stage, well.
She
changed up real quick, didn't she?
I'm not discussing that. Y'all go check out Cheeky Kiki. I said everything I need to say about Kiki.
Kiki Palmer.
You know, I don't fuck with Kiki Palmer for real. I just listen, man.
I love Kiki Palmer.
I
love
your girl.
Her is Zendaya.
She too slim to act how she act and talk with that voice.
She too who?
Slim to talk with that voice. That's not your voice. It's like when when the men as gay dudes talk, like, I mean, I understand you, that's how you feel yourself, but, like, if you let your voice go for real, in the morning when you wake up, you don't sound like that.
That's not it. You don't
sound like that in the morning when you wake up.
Oh, man.
I promise opinion. You don't. Everybody sound like how they sound for real, in the morning when they wake up.
Oh, okay.
That's how you sound. That's
okay, let me ask you a question. Do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
Before.
What the fuck? How you enjoying your food?
Well, I mean, you can brush it. Like, you don't have to brush it, like, directly.
It's weird. It just tastes minty and orange juicy.
Yo.
Orange juice is weird.
Don.
Yo.
Hey, we recording right now, so I got you on live, bro, so don't say nothing wild.
Don't say nothing wild, as if he doesn't say shit wild when he's here.
Yeah, no, he does. But, like, at least he knows that he's here. Like, so you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the buffer. Hey.
Yo.
Usher's at the doing the halftime show of the fucking Super Bowl. Take that.
Who is?
Usher.
Hey, fuck that nigga.
Hey, man, why do you hate Usher so much?
Hey, you know there's a writer's strike? Usher requires no creativity. It is so that nigga lame, bro. You know what Usher can't wait to get at the Super Bowl? Tell people he performed at the Super Bowl.
Hey, fuck you, bro. Usher is him. Tiger Woods.
Usher been around since Usher, died.
Tiger Woods will never do the halftime at the Super Bowl.
You know what? Who would I prefer? I prefer Riff Raff to the Super Bowl.
What?
All right, Dad. I'm going to have to let you go. I think you're breaking up. I think. All right, bro.
That was the best check-in ever.
I'm sick of
that. Was that a minute? Not even a minute phone call?
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
He said riff-raff. Hey, riff-raff be having some of the coldest fucking chains, though, bro.
I don't know about his jewelry. I remember his teeth. Well, that's
definitely
his jewelry.
Be having
that's
teeth some jewelry. Of the best.
That's the biggest chip I've ever seen in my life. Wait, no, DJ, look at that.
I don't know who that
is. That chip is half
the
size of you right now. That is the biggest chip ever.
Them Lays. I wish I had some ice cream right now.
Hey, yo, this is fucking hilarious, man. We about to end this one because I see what type of time y'all on. We gonna do another one just for the turkey, I think, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening. DJ, you got anything to say to the people we get up out of here?
Eat, drink, and love, people.
Millie.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, listen. Talk to your loved ones. I know you love them. Keep it positive. At all costs. But if they make you go bad, go fuck some shit up, please.